Thank you for listening to Vote with Power Podcast 89. Today's topic is, how can you raise your kids in this world full of disasters? My name's Denny Bowersox. I'm the author of the book Vote with Power and the founder of the Vote with Power organization. This podcast is for you if you're a parent trying to raise normal kids in this country today. I founded the organization called Vote with Power, which is a nonpartisan way to unite Americans for fixing our government and changing the direction America is heading. To be a good parent, you must be an educator, a mentor, a support coach, a disciplinarian, a communicator, a model, a relationship builder, and a feedback system. The world has become confusing. America has become more violent, increased drug sales, expensive as far as inflation and prices, indoctrinating, less opportunistic, more polarized, and even more woke. To go it alone as a good parent is almost impossible. Your job is to promote and support physical, emotional, social, spiritual, and cognitive development from infancy to adulthood. In today's America, you have another responsibility, that being to help change the environment, which has to be done in order to promote safety, prosperity, opportunity, independence, and freedom for your child. America can become the country of unity, peace, happiness, and safety, and prosperity, but we have to change the direction we are heading. In order to change America, we need to stop the toxic politics. We need to eradicate the politicians who are polarizing the people. We need to put an end to violent crime. We need to remove the instability. We need to have voters get involved and use influence in Washington, which means rebuilding our representative democracy. We also need to open, honest, caring communication within our communities. We need to agree on substantial core values, common ground, and make the changes based on those. We need to stop listening to the woke. And the best way, which I'll explain in a minute, is to use the Vote with Power communication loop. Every problem facing your children is accredited in cause and effect. Politicians tell us there's no cause and effect between our problems, what caused them, and what effect it's having. They just happen to happen due to circumstances. This is not true. Just about all of our problems are cause and effect. Some causes are the open border, the effect, high crime and drug deaths. Another cause for inflation and high prices is people living paycheck to paycheck is the effect. The woke ideology causes school with harmful curriculums. Soft on crime is a cause of murders, rapes, carjacking, and retail theft. Soft on China, the effect is the drug deaths due to fentanyl. Cause by two-tier justice system is insecurity, anger, and fear in the minds of American citizens. The cause is political pork trading. The effect is spending tax dollars on local pet projects and adding that to our debt. The cause, spending money we don't have. The effect is that we are currently at $34 trillion in national debt and paying $870 billion with a B dollars in interest every year. The cause, Social Security is running out. The effects are that it's going to crush the financial future of your children. And one more cause, the toxic politics. The effect is they are polarizing of our people, and it's death to democracy, communication, harmony, peace, and getting along. When there is cause and effect, there is a way to eliminate the cause and remove or reduce the effect. When our representatives blame circumstances instead of a cause and effect relationship, they have no way to remove the cause because they don't see it, which is often their plan. They can then blame the other party for the effects. No more representatives playing politics with our children's future. We must stop it. The people must demand responsibility, transparency, accountability, and honest, frequent communications. When representatives blame or fail to fix our problems, they cause more problems. As a parent, you need to look from 30,000 feet point of view and see the big picture. You also need to look from your life's interest to see what the cause was and what we can do to fix it. Future resolutions for government causing problems is for democracy to stop causing party or people problems in our legislature. Government causes, for example, are lying without having proof of Russian collusion. The effect was it caused you as a taxpayer more than $40 million in wasted money. Another government cause is lying about the COVID-19 cures. The effect was it destroyed the education for 2 to 3 years and our young children. The government cause lying about our closed border. We now have the effect of 10 million illegals running around our country. We don't know who they are, why they're here, where they are. Another government cause, schools lying about not teaching CRT, critical race theory. The effect is our children are being indoctrinated and they may have emotional and future mental problems due to it. Government cause, a senior threatening Supreme Court justice, a senator which called out one of the Supreme Court judges because he didn't like what that judge was going to do. The effect was this making criminal behavior acceptable for Congress. Another government cause, the politics over the people. The effect is that when we play politics and our politicians and supposed representatives represent their party first and big money second, the effect is we lose our democracy and soon our freedom. Another government cause are the huge campaign donations. The effect is we have rich people and organizations spending millions and millions of dollars on campaigns, which corrupts our elections. Another cause is some representatives use bribery, money laundering, and so on, even in our executive branch. The effects are throw these in government in prison. We got to stop letting them run loose. Another cause from government is Congress holds committees for impeachment. The effect is nothing ever gets done. They just keep kicking the can down the street. Another government cause is people are sick of politics. And the effect is that people avoid talking about politics and having any meaningful discussions how to correct our problems. And the last government cause is politicians, which are bad, are lying behavior. What is effect is this going to do to your children is becoming the model for acceptable behavior. So how can you help eliminate the causes and solve our problems? Call out members of Congress, those that are supposed to represent you, and members of the executive branch for disinformation and not doing their job of representing the people. Stay informed and involved with Vote With Power communication loop system to regain the influence in Washington. Next is to do a better job of screening and voting for the best candidates, not based on party. Parents need to help force Congress to change the 11 process systems corruptions they used to avoid democracy. America's democracy and individual liberty and freedom is the foundation for a high quality of life for your children. Current moves of dictatorship and socialism will eventually bury the opportunity for democracy. We can't afford to wait. If you agree with the conditions in our country and care about your children's future, please visit votewithpower.org. That's votewithpower.org. And start to listen to the other podcasts, read the blogs, sign up for the free newsletter, or sign up to join to stay informed and involved in the communication loop that will influence our government to get back to the track that Americans want and expect and deserve.